What's up, everyone? Derek Bros here with another Walk and Talk. Miriam and I are coming to run in the park. And I got a few things to share today. This is actually an important video that I've had planned in mind for a while. And you know what? I think it's going to work as a walk and talk. So we'll go ahead and do it like this. But please, just because I am walking around outside, do not let that fool you to think that this video is any less important than if I was sitting at my desk sharing it with you. So a couple of things on my mind. First off, I just want to say again, thank you to everybody who's been watching the new episode of The Pyramid of Power, Chapter 12, Crimes of the Intelligence Community, which we've been working on for 3 or 4 months. Honestly, I mean, I worked on it research-wise for a month myself and then passed it off to Becca, and she's been working on it hard for the last 3 months and getting it perfected and fine-tuned. And it's the longest episode we've produced so far. For those who don't know, my goal with The Pyramid of Power is to try to have these 30-minute or less succinct videos telling you about the big media, big education, all these different areas. But it's kind of impossible when it comes to the intelligence community because of how big their crime, their rap sheets are. And not only because I didn't just focus on the U.S. intelligence community, I focused on the U.S., U.K., Russia, China, and of course Israel. And in fact, I think some of the research we have on Israel in there is some of the best out there. You're not going to find too many other people talking about the Talpiot program, Unit 81. Obviously, Unit 8200 is a little more popular. Encourage you to check that out. ThePyramidOfPower.net, Season 3, Episode 12. You can also find it at TheConsciousResistance.com. All right, so the reason this video is called The Difference Between Belief and Knowledge, or Believing and Knowing, is because I see such a problem in the independent truth, the reality-based community, as James Corbett says, in being based in reality. Honestly, so many people believe, hold things in their minds that they believe are facts or believe to be true when they are not true, and when it's obvious they're not true. And they go around repeating this false information. And in my mind, this is all part of, if you go back a few years ago, when the Bilderberg Group was still the focus, the Bilderberg Group had a meeting, I think 2018, 2019, and they were talking about the post-truth world. I think we're in that post-truth world now, where everything is, if you don't like it, it's fake news, it's disinformation, right? Whether you're the government or you're a conspiracy theorist. If you don't like it, you can just call it fake news. You can just say it's Democratic propaganda, Republican propaganda, right? Whatever you need to say to keep your brain feeling comfortable and like you got everything figured out. And so years ago, I was realizing, and especially with the QAnon stuff, that there's a need for this belief, understanding of belief and knowledge. Now, I'm doing this video because of those reasons, but also, more specifically, because this is the sort of zero video, the first one of more to come, in a series that is going to focus on the occult, the esoteric, sort of mystic teachings. And the next video that's coming out next week is going to be called The Difference Between Occult, Esoteric, Satanic, New Age, Luciferian, Mystic, Pagan. I don't know if it's going to be called that exactly, but I'm going to explore all those different ideas because there's a lot of people who use those words interchangeably and they're not always interchangeable. And again, I just recognize that there's so many people who have beliefs about certain ideas that are not factual. And before we dive deeper into the occult teachings and we start exploring that, and then we get into the first occult teaching I'm going to explore will be Rudolf Steiner. We're going to get into Rudolf Steiner's history and life and work. That'll be in about 2 weeks. So before we get into that, I figured, you know what? Maybe it's finally time for me to make this video about the difference between belief and knowledge. So let's start out the way I always like to, which is to define our terms. If we don't define our terms and we don't know if we're working from the same definitions, then we can't really have a conversation. And in fact, we're just going to talk past each other or, you know, just miss each other's meanings altogether. What is knowledge? Knowledge, these are a couple definitions I pulled up this morning. Knowledge, facts, informations, or skills acquired through experience or understanding. Facts, information, or skills, that is knowledge, right? So you gained knowledge in the form of skills through your experience building beehives, right? So now you have knowledge of beehive building skills, right? That makes sense. You gained information related to a specific subject you were researching by gathering data, hopefully checking your facts and comparing that information against other sources, you found something that you believe to be true and factual. Now you have knowledge of it. And then the first one, of course, is just facts. Now, facts, of course, we get into a debate about this because in this post-truth era, some people think that they're what they believe are facts when there are no factual, physical, real, tangible basis for the things they believe in, right? So even facts can be a tricky one, because I remember a couple years ago during the Trump administration, you had some of his opponents saying things like, or was it the Trump administration? I think they said alternative facts, something like that, right? So even now in the world we're living in, this post-truth era, some people believe you can have your own facts. But generally speaking, knowledge is facts, information, or skills acquired through experience or understanding. I also have another definition here that might be useful. Theoretical or practical understanding of a topic. A theoretical or a practical understanding of a topic. Now, I think that's interesting that it says theoretical, because theoretically you have knowledge of a topic, but the study of epistemology, the study of knowledge itself, which is way bigger than this video today, you know, there are philosophers who question whether or not we can even truly know anything, right? How do we know that we know something, and how can we prove that we know it, and how do we prove that it's based in some sort of reality outside of ourselves, right? It gets into some deep questions, but that's another definition for knowledge. Theoretical or practical understanding of a topic. Now, there's also the type of knowledge that is more about your own mental state or your knowledge of your own self. And this is the sort of knowledge that is gained through introspection, right? So this isn't like studying books and interviewing witnesses and suspects and sources and gathering information from the physical realm. This isn't going out here and studying trees or learning how do I turn these trees into a home, right? That's physical knowledge, right? Introspection is knowledge of one's own self or knowledge of one's mental states. So you can have knowledge of what's going on inside of your mind, and I mean, it's kind of difficult for us to say anybody else can tell you whether you're wrong when you're like, no, I know what's going on in my own mind. I know what's going on inside my head. I know my feelings, which is typically true. But hey, sometimes we don't always know. Sometimes, you know, our minds can be a clutter. But generally speaking, those are different kinds of knowledge. Knowledge from facts, knowledge from information, knowledge from skills, experience, acquired through experience or your own understanding, or introspection, knowledge of self, your internal states. So that's knowledge. Now we're going to explore what belief means. Belief is a little more tricky. One definition I found was acceptance that a statement is true. So you have belief in something, right? That doesn't mean it is factually, objectively true in the physical realm or even in the realm beyond the physical, the world beyond the five senses. But that's what a belief is. It's an acceptance that a statement is true. That's its most basic level. Now, a little deeper, belief involves trust, faith, and confidence. Trust, faith, and confidence that something is true. So a belief is an acceptance that a statement is true. I exist. I am a human male, a biological male. That's a belief I have, based, in this case, on facts. And it's my belief is that I accept that that statement is true. And I have trust, faith, and I have accepted that that belief is true. So, knowledge and belief. Now, let's kind of explore these areas a little more. I think the thing we need to key in on here is that when it comes to belief can be something that is, again, objectively incorrect or objectively unknowable, objectively unfalsifiable. For example, if you have a belief in a religion or a God, your religious or spiritual beliefs, like mine, can't necessarily be proven incorrect, but I also can't prove them to you objectively with math or physics or science. I mean, maybe that's changing, right, with things like quantum mechanics, quantum physics. People are thinking we're going to be able to find the existence of God or God's hand. You know, that gets into some ideas like simulation theory and intelligent design and stuff like that. But the point is, our spiritual beliefs, our religious beliefs, our beliefs about God are simply that. They are beliefs. We might accept them to be true. We have faith that they're true. Whoops, excuse me, almost fell. Broke my ankle. We have confidence that they're true. But you can also know that. You can also have that belief, right? So that's the belief side. And have knowledge on another part of your understanding. At least this is how my brain operates. On one level, I believe in a creator. We call it the great mystery, Wakantanka, great spirit. And I pray and ask for help and guidance from that creator. And I feel like there have been times where I've connected to the creative energy and to the source of all life and understand where I come from. And yet, at the same time, in another part of my brain, I know that, hey, maybe that's all bullshit and I'm just believing those things because it makes me feel better or it gives me some level of pleasure or, you know, it just feels good. And so I can hold both those thoughts at the same time. I can believe that there is a creator and I can believe that I have felt the hand of the creator and connected to the source of all life and that I'm a part of that and these trees are a part of that and you are a part of that and the earth is a part of that. And I can also have the understanding, if not the knowledge, that that might be false, that that could be totally bullshit. So it's important to understand that. There's a lot of people out there in the political world who believe that Donald Trump is their hero. They believe that Elon Musk is out to save us. And when you look at the objective facts and you look at where these people's allegiances lie, and not try to fit it into something that makes sense to you. Like, okay, well, maybe it is true that Elon takes money from the state and has benefited from corporate welfare and is a large, you know, is a huge military contractor, but I believe he's a good guy because he's an entrepreneur or because he is the owner of Twitter now, things like that, right? I also have beliefs. I believe he's not a good guy. I believe he's not who he claims to be. I believe he is a part of a bigger plan. I don't have all those facts yet at the moment. I have bits and pieces of facts about his life, and those give me an informed opinion. And then from there, I use my experience, my internal knowledge, based on past experience and past studies, to make what I believe, again, believe, to be an informed judgment, which is that Elon Musk and Donald Trump are controlled opposition. I'm just using this as an example, by the way. However, clearly there are other people who look at the same set of facts and same information about Elon Musk and Donald Trump, and they come away feeling like, yeah, well, maybe that's true, and I don't really like that, but my belief is that he's still better than the other guys, or that he's still on our side, or whatever, right? So, knowledge and belief. We can look at facts, we can look at data, and still come away with different answers because of our personal views and opinions. But we need to be able to accept, to acknowledge and say, hey, but this is just my belief, my opinion, I don't know if this is actually true. And then to other journalists and content creators who may happen to come across this, if you've made it this far, we, I believe, have a responsibility to make it clear to our audiences the difference between knowledge and belief. To say, here are the facts I'm going to report. I know that Jeffrey Epstein met with these people. Here's the records we have of that. Here's the statements, all that good stuff, right? And I believe he was working for this organization or that organization based on the facts in front of me, right? You can still understand and you can be a conscious and I think a mature enough adult to say, we don't know everything, right? We've got some of the facts, some of the information, and to be able to distinguish between the difference. I think this is something that more independent journalists need to take seriously. And this is something I'm trying to teach with my journalism course, by the way, which is going great. And yeah, this is, so like I said, I'm going to be getting deeper into the occult, the esoteric, the mystical, and these are topics that trigger a lot of people, especially religious folks, but I'll say specifically Christians because those are the people I deal with mostly being on the Western Hemisphere. But I'm sure Muslims could be triggered by esoteric talk and Jews and everybody else who says, no, that's satanic or that's evil. That's not the real teachings. Those are your beliefs, right? And it's okay for you to have those feelings, but it's important for you to be able to stop and say, look, I don't have all the facts, right? I feel this way. I don't like what I'm reading. I don't like the source of this information. I don't like the words they're using. But I don't know for certain. I can't 100% say this is satanic, evil, occult, Luciferian, whatever words people like to use. Instead, you can just acknowledge that there are limitations of your knowledge base, which we all have limitations to our knowledge. None of us have access to every single bit of information that is available. unless you plan on doing that Neuralink, Elon Musk fans. But at the moment, our knowledge is limited. And I had to come to a place personally in my research and my journey, accepting that I will never figure it all out. And this is a tough one for me, and I'm sure for some of you out there who are like hardcore researchers and love to be knee-deep in research, you know, all the time and trying to get to the bottom of the rabbit hole. One of the things you find out is that the more research you do, the less you know. I mean, it's kind of a cliche phrase, but it's very true, because sometimes it's overwhelming. You have so much facts, potential knowledge, right? Facts aren't always knowledge, especially if it's not absorbed and retained and able to recite and communicate to other people. It's just data. But so you got all this data, all these facts, and it's hard sometimes to make sense of it and make it, you know, be a story that can fit in your brain and help you feel better about the world, or at least understand the world, right? And so I had to come to a point years ago and accept that I'm never going to understand it all. I'm never going to know it all. I will never get all the details and the facts about the conspiracies and the research and the intricacies of the history of humanity and who's really running things. More than likely, I'm not ever going to know all that. And I have to accept that, and I have to be at peace with that. So I continue to do research. I continue to search for genuine knowledge, but I also continue to question my own presupposition, my own biases, my own beliefs, and making sure that I can understand the difference between belief and knowledge, and making sure that my audience understands the difference between the two. That's, I think, the most important thing, is that when we're communicating ideas with other people, especially if you're using the medium of the internet and choosing to be a content creator, that you are making it clear and distinct of what you believe and what you know, right? And I challenge each of you out there to think about that. There is a difference between belief and knowledge. They're not the same thing. You can believe something wholeheartedly, and it can be absolute bullshit. And as long as you're willing to acknowledge that and know that you can be wrong and that you might be mistaken, then I think we're doing good. So I think that's pretty much all the things I wanted to share today. Let me just check my list real quick. Final thing here, the Greater Reset 4. I'm going to remind you guys again. You're going to keep hearing about it now. We're exactly 7 weeks away from the Greater Reset 4 co-creation, January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, happening live in Morelia, Mexico, where I live, and Central Texas, Bastrop, Texas, where John Bush lives, and for free online at thegreaterreset.org. Guys, we just posted the official schedule. We've posted the workshops and the excursions, trips to local towns that are taking place in Morelia. So if you have the money, the opportunity to get off work, I promise you it will be worth it to either come to Texas or come to Mexico. Trust me. It's better than just sitting at home complaining, bitching about the end of the world. Come be in person with people who care about these ideas, who want to do something about it, who care about truth, who care about solutions, who care about building community. Come together and let's build a better world we know is possible. That's what the Greater Reset is all about. The Greater Reset for co-creation, happening live in Texas and in Mexico, January 18th to the 22nd, 2023. Check us out at thegreaterreset.org, guys. That's it. Till next time, remember, hope you are powerful. Hope you are beautiful. You are beautiful. And that you stay free. Peace.